for the majority of guys, the ego is the block to facing many of the truths that we need to hear. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, please do let me know. I'd love to hear from you this morning, how your weekend was, what you're up to. What I'm really trying to promote is this Rise to Thrive show as a platform to have a community for guys being open. So you need to be open to do that. Come on, Monday. Scraping ice off the fucking car. This time of the year, it's baffling. I can barely hold my phone because my hand's numb. Where's the fucking weather? Where's the warm weather? How we doing? So one of the, a couple of the things that I've dropped since dropping the ego. And I'm happy to say these things. I'm a vulnerable guy. At times I feel super vulnerable to the chaos and stresses of life. I'm insecure at times. I sometimes think I'm not good enough for my missus. I think sometimes she could do better. I constantly think that, in fact. I sometimes have imposter syndrome, thinking, who am I to fucking coach men or other people? Who am I for people to come into my world and invest in? I feel that imposter syndrome sometimes. I struggle with confidence. I struggle with self-esteem at times. I struggle to wonder what direction I'm going in sometimes. And I'm happy to fucking talk about all of that because I don't have an ego. Like, I literally strip that away. Like I literally don't give a fuck about it. Or being open. And that is where, for me, so many people go wrong. Dippy, come here. Good boy. For me, where so many people go wrong. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meet-up training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. And you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
We're willing to drop the ego and look at where we are and who we are and what our emotions are, what our personality is, the struggles that we face. We allow ourselves to be completely and 100% us. When we put up our ego, we feel like we've got to hold our ground, almost like the chimp. It's like making a stand. It's like, no, I'm not insecure. Who the fuck are you talking to, mate? I'm a fucking bloke, you know what I mean? I'm not vulnerable. I don't cry. I quite nearly walked into that bench. And we fight that inner ego in here and here. And because you fight it, you never really allow yourself to open up to many of the truths that we are struggling to get over. No, I'm not struggling. No, I'm good. I fucking see it all the time. And we never really move forwards. We never really progress. We never really change. Because you go around in this hamster wheel of emotion. And I think if we are going to change, we have to face some hard truths. We have to understand ourselves better. To perform better, we must know our flaws. must accept our flaws. And in fact, are they actually even flaws or just part of us? Go. Go. Or are they just part of us, part of our emotional DNA? I often think they are. I think being vulnerable, being insecure, makes me feel human. Allows me to keep mentally balanced, emotionally balanced. Coming home sometimes from a hard fucking day, putting my head in my missus' shoulders and just fucking having a cry, fucking makes me feel much better. Because I'm not fucking tying it all up. I'm not holding it in. Watch my dog. And that's progress. All in. That's progress. That's balance. That's life. That's being honest. Like, I happily do it in front of all of you here. I don't give a fuck. Because I've got no ego. But most people will hold it back because of their ego. And you're never truly yourself. And you're never truly honest with yourself. And you know deep down, if you're struggling, you turn around, now I'm fine. Now I'm good. I'm fucking most of my mates do it. Now I'm good. Like not wanting to seem weak. Like being vulnerable is weak or crying is weak. What's weakness? It's fucking holding it in, boys. You gotta fucking make those changes. And we talk about this, and this is an open community when we do the 5-day masterclass next week, and I'm looking forward to it. It's a week today. If you're not on it, you need to be on it. This is a game changer. I dare you in the comments to put something about yourself that you'd normally hold back because of your ego. Just fucking dare you to put it in there. I've been honest. You be honest. See how good it feels.